This is the audio reading of The Journey, the monthly newsletter of Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church. The church office telephone number is 845-452-2933. Our website, pokumc.com. Email, poughkeepsieumc@gmail.com. PUMC volunteer staff member, Pat McCullough, is our handbell choir director. PUMC affiliates leadership staff include Kat Vibrock, is the community nursery school director. Casey Sharp directs the Harriet Tubman Academic Skills Center, PUMC's list of staff. Our pastor, Craig Gabor, the church secretary, Karen Millam. Polly James directs our choir. Steven Sickberg is our organist. Angela Soto White is the director of children's ministries, and Neil Pickett is our custodian. The deadline for the April journey is Wednesday, April 15th. Pastor's message.
Our scripture reading comes from 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because God first loved us. Scholar, teacher, novelist, and poet Robert Penn Warren once told a reporter that a young man's ambition is to get along in the world and make a place for himself. Half your life goes that way. Then, if you're lucky, you make terms with life and you get released. That word release captures something profound about the Christian life. For much of our lives, we feel the pressure to prove ourselves, to build something that will last, to secure our place in the world. Yet the deeper truth we eventually discover is that life's real meaning is not found in the legacy we construct for ourselves, but in the relationships we nurture, the love we share, and the good we leave behind for others. In other words, the life that matters most is a life shaped by love. The Christian faith tells us that love is not merely a virtue among many others. Scripture goes even further. In the first letter of John, we are told that God is love. Love is not simply something God does. Love belongs to the very nature of God's being. But God's love is different from the love we often see in the world. Human love sometimes becomes self-focused. We love because it makes us feel fulfilled or affirmed. God's love moves in the opposite direction. God loves not for God's own benefit, but so that the beloved might flourish. As Jesus says, God's desire is that we might have life and have it abundantly. Easter is the ultimate expression of that love. On the cross, we see the depth of God's self-giving love, the one who lays down his life for others. In the resurrection, we see the power of that love, a love stronger than death itself. Easter tells us that life shaped by love is not wasted, it is eternal. The church exists to live out that love in visible ways. As the hands and feet of Christ, we are called to embody a different vision of life than the one offered by a restless world. In this community, we learn to care for one another, to serve our neighbors, and to practice the kind of self-giving love that reflects the heart of God. And when we live this way, something remarkable happens. We discover that we ourselves are released, released from the endless pressure to prove ourselves, released from the illusion that life is about securing our own place, released instead into the freedom of loving as God has loved us. May God bless you and your homes this Easter season. May the peace and joy of the risen Christ fill your hearts as you gather with family and friends. And may we remember always that we were created in the image of the one who is love, and that in loving one another, we reflect the very life of God. Yours in Christ, Craig.
Each evening during Holy Week, we gather for a brief, quiet service that invites us to walk with Jesus through the final days of his earthly life. These half-hour services are intentionally simple and reflective, centered on scripture, prayer, and calm music. The focus is not on the leader, but on the Christ candle, which begins the wick among the congregation and gradually moves down the center aisle toward the altar, symbolizing Christ's journey toward the cross. By Good Friday, it rests alone on the altar, and its flame is finally extinguished as we remember Christ's death. These services allow us to slow down and enter the story of Holy Week more deeply, so that when Easter morning comes, we feel not only the joy of resurrection, but also the weight of the love that made it possible. Each service begins at 7 p.m. and lasts about 30 minutes. Children's Ministry News. Children's Ministries is happy to announce our annual Vacation Bible School. PUMC and CDA will once again this year be combining forces for a fabulous 3 evenings of fellowship and praise for the children in our community. We are currently looking for adult volunteers to join forces with the volunteers from CDA. Date, July 9th through July 11th. Sunday, May 31st is Children's Day. Our Sunday school will be leading the worship service on that day, so the children will be spending a lot of time practicing. Thank you. Angela White, Children's Ministry Coordinator. Fellowship Discovery Luncheon. Our next Fellowship Discovery Luncheon will take place on Tuesday, April 28th at 12 p.m. A representative from Hudson Valley Hospice will be presenting a program about advanced care planning. Church Council Highlights. Programs at the Tubman Terrace Academic Skills Program are going well. Most grants for 2026 have been received. The Community Nursery School is actively seeking new families for the fall program and has ramped up social media marketing. Plans are in place for the Easter event as well as Children's Day and Vacation Bible School. The Finance Committee is seeking auditors and has moved their meetings. The staff is stable and doing an outstanding job. Youth ministry programs are well received. Meaningful discussions have been held in adult Bible study. Confirmands recently visited St. Gregory's Orthodox Church. Holy Week and Easter plans are in place. Choir notes, spring has now unwrapped the flowers. Day is fast reviving. And so we begin the celebration of Christ's resurrection. Everyone is invited to sing. Hymn background. Lord of the Dance was written by Sidney Carter in 1963. The tune Simple Gifts is attributed to Joseph Brackett and connects to Appalachian Spring. Youth group. Meetings are Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. April 4th. No youth group. April 11th. Mission meal preparation. April 18th. Lesson and games. April 19th. Frozen play at 2 p.m. April 25th. Holy Week escape room. Remember in our prayers, please continue to hold our members, friends, and military in prayer. Important April dates. April 1st. Calligraphy class at 2:30 p.m. April 8th, church council at 7 p.m. April 15th, journey deadline. April 28th, fellowship luncheon at 12 p.m. This concludes the audio podcast of the monthly newsletter of Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church. Thank you for spending some time with us, and we hope to see you again next month. Until then, God bless and keep you in all your ways.